Welcome to part two, A Good Woman and a Good Man. It's not what you think, it's what you can understand. The story of Balaam is the foundation to this teaching. Numbers chapter 22 through Numbers chapter 24. Balaam was a prophet and Balaam was a diviner who was internationally known. Balaam was an internationally known prophet who happened to be a false prophet and a soothsayer. Let me give you a couple points that the Holy Spirit wants us to understand. This teaching is about exposing the world of blessings of God. This teaching is also about exposing the world of cursings of Satan. You see, Israel is under the blessings of the Lord. The unfaithful prophet wishes to bring Israel under a divine curse. God will not allow a pagan prophet to curse his children. Isn't that something? Unfaithful prophets are offered greater and finer promises of material gifts. I want you to understand these internationally known worldwide prophets. I want you to understand what the Holy Spirit is teaching us right now. An internationally known, a world-renowned prophet. Don't get caught up in the tricks. But according to God's word, an unfaithful prophet, regardless of how big their name is, an unfaithful prophet is offered greater and finer promises of material gifts. The anger of the Lord is not displayed against God's true prophets. Let me say that real slow. The anger of the Lord is not displayed against God's true prophets, the true ones, as it was against Balaam. As a true prophet of God, we are to only speak at the direction of the Lord. We are to only speak at the direction of the Lord. But these big name, big time, internationally known, worldwide famous prophets, they do not speak at the direction of the Lord. They speak based upon the foundation of what's been offered to them. Greater gifts and finer promises of material gifts and material things. The real intentions of a pagan prophet is revealed to me by God. You can ask God to reveal to you the real intentions of a pagan prophet. If someone comes into your life calling themselves a prophet and wanting to prophesy lies to you, you don't have to listen to them. Just ask God, hey God, can you reveal the intention of a pagan prophet? Reveal to me the intentions of a pagan prophet. That's all you have to say to God if you're not certain about someone telling you that they are a prophet of God. 9 times out of 10, they're a pagan prophet looking for some money and looking for a gift, and then they'll speak a blessing into your life. That's a pagan prophet. The Lord gave me the power to speak because I learned from God. The Lord gave me the power to speak because I learned from God. Open the eyes of the pagan prophets to see the reality of the living God. When I'm dealing with a pagan prophet, the first thing I do is I say to the Lord, open the eyes of the pagan prophets to see the reality of the living God. Because until you open their eyes, they're not going to see the reality. They playing with fire and they playing with their own life. They playing with death and don't even know it. I do no trafficking with idolatrous gods. I don't traffic around idolatrous gods. I don't do that. I not speak cursing as the idolatrous pagan prophets speak cursing. I am the remarkable instrument of God in blessing God's people. I am the remarkable instrument of God in blessing God's people. You have to discern what you're really dealing with when you're dealing with not just a pagan prophet, but you got to discern what's happening when you're dealing with people, because people run game on you too. I must speak only what God puts in my mouth. I must only speak what God puts in my mouth. The power of the word of the Lord came upon me. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for the power of the word of the Lord to come upon us. You see, the pagan prophet has not power to attack my blessing. Let me say that real slow. A pagan prophet doesn't have the power to attack our blessings. The pagan prophet does not have the power to attack our blessings. The pagan prophet does not have the power to attack my blessings. Why? Because they are pagan prophets. They worship idolatrous gods. They practice idolatry. God does not look on his people with an evil eye or with a hostile glance. So when you're looking at some of these prophets, look at the way they look at you. Some of these pagan prophets, when they don't get their way with you and they know you're not buying that junk that gibberish they talking about, they look at you with an evil eye as if you the one that got a demon on you. And they give you a hostile glance like they have some type of authority over you. But God does not look on his people with an evil eye. And God does not look on his people with a hostile glance. Use discernment, people. Use discernment. I am invincible from outside attacks because the Lord is in my midst. Isn't that something? I am invincible from outside attacks because the Lord is in my midst. See, that's a real man of God. That's a real woman of God. That's a real prophet of God. We are invincible from outside attacks because we understand that the Lord is in our midst. Whatever comes to me is of the work of God. God is in control, and God uses the pagan prophets as puppets. Oh, come on, somebody. God is the one who's in control, even of a pagan prophet. Remember, God can use a good person and rebuke them at the same time. God will dismiss you. God will kick you to the curb. You can't run no game on God. Not like that. Whatever comes to me is of the work of God. Whatever comes to you should be of the work of God too, because God is in control and God uses the pagan prophets as puppets. This is why God is in control. God uses the pagan prophets as puppets. Now, the curses of Balaam and Balak became the instrument of the destruction of its own enemies, and Israel's foes were brought down to destruction. Isn't that something? You got somebody that's an enemy against you, God will bring that person down to destruction. That's why I chill so hard, because I'm sitting in high places with God. I'm not worried about people who talk about me behind my back and smile in my face. I'm not worried about people who have secret gatherings, secret meetings against me. I'm not even worried about that, because I understand my position with God. And one thing I know for sure, anybody that's an enemy of mine, God gonna bring them down to destruction, period. You can put a period at the end of that. Even some of you listening under the sound of my voice, you have been put on notice. If you are an enemy of mine, if you are a foe that's against me, God will bring you down to destruction. So the next time you gather together and have a meeting about me, take this memo with you. Everybody who's an enemy against me, God will bring you down to destruction. Make sure you put that in the meeting when you guys have a meeting. Now, the oracle of a blessing. The first point of an oracle of a blessing is that the pagan prophets bring curses upon their own heads because of their actions, even when they speak blessings to Israel. Prophets having the greed of money. See, a pagan prophet is greedy for money. Let me say that real slow. You pastors need to listen. You apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers, you need to listen to this right here. A pagan prophet, a false prophet, most of them pastors, they have a greed for money. They always greedy for money, and they greedy for it in the name of the Lord. Prophets having greed of money, prophets having greed of the anointing, and prophets having greed from the power that comes from God. But prophets who do not have faith in God and prophets who are not in the family of God are the pagan prophets. See, you a pagan prophet when you're greedy for money. If you watch a pastor long enough, you're going to find out they ain't nothing but greedy for money. You watch a prophet long enough, they're greedy for money. You watch an apostle long enough, they're greedy for money. Just look at their ministry. Listen to their message. What are they really saying? Are they really showing that they care? Are they really proving that they walk with God? Or is their ministry about a bunch of cliches? Make you feel good, make you sound good, but there's no solid meat. There's no strong meat. There are a lot of pastors who have been in ministry for over 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, and they still feeding people milk. And the people not growing, they not growing, their ministry's not growing, but the only thing that you can see growing is the greed for money, the greed for the anointing, the greed for power. But prophets who don't really have faith in God and prophets who are not from or not of the family of God are the pagan prophets. They ain't nothing but pagan prophets. Everybody is subject. Everybody is subject. When I come back with part 3 of this teaching, a good woman and a good man, it's not what you think, it's what you can understand. When we come back, we're going to talk about the present state of the false woman prophetess. See, we talked about Balaam, the pagan prophet, the false prophet, the male image of a false prophet. But when we come back with part three, we're going to talk about the present state of the false woman prophetess. The false woman prophetess is Jezebel. She teaches the saints to indulge in sexual immorality and to eat food sacrificed to idols. You don't want to miss part three. It's get ready to get hot.